कृपया ध्यान दीजिए, द लैंग्वेज यूज ऑन द पॉडकास्ट मे नॉट बी फिट फॉर कंजम्पशन. वी वॉर्न यू, ट्रेड केयरफुली. बट लिसन यार, डोंट बी सो कंजर्वेटिव. All right, here on Cyrus says, rant number 377, eyebrow raised. I hope one went up and one went down. No vulgarity, please. I heard this conversation between some people who discussed how the same friend in their group always is the guy who will find a hair in the food. When they go out collectively, he's always the same guy. Always. It's almost like he's waiting for it, but he always gets it. And he calls the waiter and there's social embarrassment because most people don't like to have conflict with catering staff for no reason. But this guy does it all the time. So two points here. One is, who is the guy in your group? Because apparently, according to them, every group has the same one troublemaker who does these kind of things. It seems to be more that nature of the person than the actual act. And the second thing is, in this particular case, the guy was bald. He's bald and he's spotting a hair. You see the irony in that? That one hair upsets him. You get that? This is our culture. This is where we live. This is what's happening to India. It's called Cyrus Says. All right, our guest is here, and I'm going to say hello to you, Piyu, but I've got lots of...
Hello.
hello. Incomplete sentence is my thing.
Yeah.
Actress, can I read it out?
Yes.
Remember that this work that we do, this research that we do, it's international quality. It's not like Abbas, my producer, wakes up 5 minutes before the show and says, oh shit, Google, and prints out something. No. We go from Monday to Sunday with teams of people across India. We have in Jharkhand, we have in the Northeast, we have people in the South, West, North, everywhere. So we use all those people to come up with the information. And today, after all that, we have got four lines. Actress Piyu Sarkar. Is it Sarkar?
No, it's not Sarkar for sure, because I'm a well-traveled person and diction comes with,
but traveling. But in Bengali, I have to pronounce it the way it should
That's
be.
What I'm trying to say. I'm very much little Bengali and very much cosmopolitan and international. I'm planning a movie in collaboration with George Clooney.
but naam to kaise badal usme? I don't understand. If you travel, the name should not travel.
No, when you travel, Cyrus, your psychology travels with you. And when your psychology travels with you, your name changes.
But when your psychology travels with you, remember the P in psychology is silent. That's the only important rule. So PU, is the P silent here? Do I call you EU?
Yes, you can.
EU, so it's not Sarkar.
It's not Sarkar for sure.
Better? For sure, yeah. So we wasted time.
It can be a French pronunciation.
What's it in French? You tell me. What's it in French?
It can be a French pronunciation.
So how do you pronounce it in French?
Sarkar.
Like sugar, okay. Actress Piyu Sarkar. Now I can never say it correctly again. Piyu was born and brought up in Mumbai. You were born and brought up in Mumbai?
Yes. Born and brought up, I've done many exhibitions here in Museum Gallery.
Can you see how disappointed I am? I just wanted you to come from another city with a nice story. Okay. Sorry, I interrupted the flow again.
Yeah.
You did a lot of exhibitions.
Yeah, a lot of exhibitions.
So let's quickly tell people who you are properly. You started your career as a painter and an artist. You worked at Academy for Visual Art.
Yes, I did many exhibitions in Jahangir Art Gallery, Museum Art Gallery, abroad in Manhattan, also Abu Dhabi, Singapore, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Basically, I was delving into my cognitive affairs.
Right, I'll explain that.
That doesn't come without the affairs, of course, in real life.
Yes, cognition, gossip comes from cognitive functioning. You're right, I agree with you totally. I'm all into cognitive, man.
I'm an affair-prone person.
You're an affair-prone person. Forget the biodata. Lots more to talk about here with you, Sarkar. So what does that even mean?
It means that...
You're not a monogamist.
I'm not a monogamist for sure.
I'm a monogamist, but not by choice. So we have some things in common. Quickly to say, 35 solo and group exhibitions at Jahangir Art Gallery. Then you enter the film industry, and we'll talk about that part as well. But let's start Mumbai. So you're a Mumbai girl.
Yes.
And first and foremost, you're a painter. But you haven't had an artist, a painter. I hate the word painter.
Yes.
Although it's correct. In India, painter ka matlab hai, bathroom karne ka, painter ko bulao.
No, it's not like that. Painting is art.
But you can. You can paint anything. Huh.
No, it comes from inside inspiration. When I fell in love with my boyfriend, which is my ex-boyfriend already, I started...
Okay.
I started delving...
At what age are we talking about?
Oh, well, it was around...
Like a
10
teenager?
Years back.
Okay.
And I started delving into, you know, deeper psyche of myself. Mm-hmm. And the expression started, you know, manifesting on canvas.
But you're a trained artist?
I am gifted, actually. I am
Academy for Visual Art is what? What does that mean?
Academy of Visual Art, like, I'm a visionary. I got awards for being a visionary.
So you didn't train at this Academy for Visual Art?
I am self-taught, actually.
Okay, all right.
And I have a gift, because the moment I started doing my exhibition, my painting started selling, and now I have come, yes.
I want to interrupt for a second. When you said I have a gift, remember in India, gift tax is applicable. Be tax compliant in this government. Back to you. Yeah. So you have a gift?
Yeah. So now what is happening...
Your gift as a painter, as an artist?
As a creative person.
Okay.
And now I am making screenplays, scripts, okay. And I am... My first movie
will
be... Can
we test your creativity?
Yes, please do.
Okay. I'll give you something and you make something creative out of it. One apple, one orange, one banana. And go.
One orange, one apple, and one banana. Yeah. I put it together and I make a salad out of it.
Very nice.
And I make a movie.
I would.
Salad... Banana.
Wow.
And there's no Freud involved in it?
No. I'm very scared. I may need to see a therapist within 15 minutes. Okay, back to you.
Yeah.
So you have a gift. You have an idea that you're... Obviously, you're a talented artist and that came naturally to you.
Yeah.
Then, so before the boyfriend was around, did you do any painting?
Oh, I know. I was gifted. I always used to write and paint. Now, after coming to Bombay, I am writing my scripts.
So, coming to Bombay means where were you before?
I was traveling the world, I told you.
Okay, so first you were in Bombay.
That is how my title changed.
Listen. Most of my listeners are not on drugs as of now. So, we need to understand the whole thing. So, first, you're a Mumbai girl.
Yeah.
You weren't trained to do painting. You just realized you have a gift and you're good at this.
True.
Okay, we'll come to the boyfriend and that whole thing. Then you went abroad and you've come back to Mumbai. Okay, so now just take a step by steps so we understand.
Yeah.
So where was college?
College was Delhi University.
Huh? I can't do this. I tried. But this is ridiculous. Now, wow. Okay, so let's start again. Mm. So, PO, you were in Mumbai.
Yeah.
Then you went to Delhi to study.
Yeah, Delhi. I was Delhi for some time and then I came here in Bombay.
Mm-hmm.
And then right now I'm doing screenplays, you know.
Right.
And scripts and I'm making movies. My first movie will be with Sharman Joshi. It's called The Vegetable Seller.
Right.
You must have seen the movie In Pursuit of Happiness by Will Smith.
Yeah.
Ordinary salesman becoming a multi-billionaire.
Right.
That's my story, actually.
Okay. Again, we've jumped ship. I want to go back to the painting.
Yeah, sure. Please do.
I'm very keen to understand everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you went to Delhi University to do some other studies.
Mm-hmm.
And then you came back and then you made your debut as a painter.
Yes.
So now let's introduce the boyfriend. Kaun tha ye boyfriend?
My boyfriend was from, actually one from abroad and one from Delhi.
Okay, stop. Get me some blue pills which are on the shelf. Three of them with lots of water. So there are two boyfriends.
No, not two. Actually, my affairs just happen, you see.
Pew, one second. I know you're trying to be honest here, but it's a little difficult to understand. So you got into painting because you were in love with this guy who left you or something. So let's talk about him.
No, then what happened? He didn't left me. I dumped him after a while.
Oh my God. Kya baat hai. Okay, so let's... I just want to know how you got into the professional painting. Tell us that story first.
Oh, that story.
Yeah.
That story is something that I woke up and... I just felt that the birds and the bees are there.
Mm-hmm.
And the trees look very beautiful after falling in love.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you start singing.
This is the Indian guy.
This is the Indian guy.
Okay.
That you start singing after falling in love. And that's how I became a painter.
Okay. So you were filled with all this love and you started painting, is it?
Yes. Because love, what makes you... Love gives endorphins to your brain.
So does workout.
And so does workout.
And I tell you what, workout ends there.
Yeah.
Love, you have to continue. It doesn't stop. It's very painful sometimes.
Oh, well, if it's painful, then I will dump.
No, painful in the sense that you pay bills, you have to be in touch, you have to WhatsApp correctly, you have to make sure you say the right thing, you have to react correctly.
No, if it's fighting,
so a lot of pressure.
But fights are not good.
Fights are not good.
Fight,
all my relationships are about fighting. What is
fighting,
wrong with me?
Yeah. But fighting, when you're fighting, that when then two energies are clashing.
Right.
Then one of you is not getting it right.
But you can still go ahead with the relationship or...
Oh, you can if that the reason of the fight can be resolved.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand integrity then.
Let me quickly...
Now I'm speaking like a love guru.
Love guru, wait there. Let me just tell the listener. So Pio also, which I really want to talk about, is a psychic. She says she's a psychic.
Yes.
We'll test her out. And is very interested in psychology and psychoanalysis. So hence this will come in. But again, to trace the career growth, you fell in love with this guy. You woke up, you felt this great sense of love. And you decided to... That love sort of was like a catalyst for you to work on... Mm-hmm. on canvas and paint things. So what was the first painting?
My first painting was actually, I'm a naturalist.
Okay.
And I love doing nature painting.
Right.
So my first painting was...
But there's no nature in Mumbai.
No.
Except bad natures.
No, but my first painting, my first painting was naturally, I was very drawn to paint eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Eyes, because eyes, as they say, are very...
Mirror of the soul.
Mirror of the soul, and they have a psychological aspect about a person. Like, there's a saying, the eyes tell the whole story.
Is it?
Yes, they do.
I find it very hard to get eyes in Mumbai.
No, like, I can see your eyes, Cyrus.
And what is the story?
You're tired? You didn't sleep last night? That's the first thing I get.
I don't sleep. I sleep very badly. I'm like... Yeah. Insomniac.
So yeah. you have tensions,
yeah.
Something that you are, dealing with.
Maybe right now.
So you sometimes get hyper nervous about these things and you're trying to deal with it. So stuff like that. So I got your entire story from your eyes. So I'm a psychic painter.
Is there a difference between left eye and right eye? Can you if you see only one eye?
I think the left eye is more friendly than the right eye.
Okay, but it's also because the right eye I can't see. Back to the canvas.
Yeah.
So the first painting was about eyes.
No. First painting is usually I was drawn to paint eyes because eyes have a lot of psychological mirror of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a very keen and aggressive, avid reader of psychology.
Okay, wait there. Now, the people listen, the regulars know who Abbas is, who's our producer. Sadly, maybe leaving us for some reason, but I'm trying to sort that out.
No, they won't.
No, but they do know who he is. So can you just take your glasses off now for a sec? What we're doing here, fellow listener, but listener, is PO is going to take a look at Abbas's, because he wears glasses, we have to remove that. He can't see anything, but she's looking into your eyes, and like how you said, I'm tired, I'm feeling some tension. What do you get out of him? Do you get anything?
Oh, I as well. Abbas is a kind...
Abbas, you look damn creepy like that with the glasses.
No. He's happy. Somewhere he's very happy.
He's a happy
something
soul.
Very recently happened and he's very happy about it. It's something like a Christmas gift coming on his bed.
Did you have an orgasm? Silence. No one believes that. All right. Did you get a gift? She's saying that some gift...
Yes.
Really?
Hey!
Which made you happy?
Yes.
Actually made you happy. Yes. It may be a slightly intangible gift, but you don't have to tell us everything. But you agree with this analysis?
Yes.
What are you saying, Pew? You're scaring the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I was making fun of you.
On Christmas Day.
On Christmas? Are you serious? Get out. Okay, now listeners, this is definitely, I'm not trying to act here. This is a real thing. This is not like some sort of bakra. She's looked at Abbas. With me, she said, I'm tired, which I slightly am. But looking at Abbas, she says that he got a gift and that he's accepted it. Even the date is somewhat correct.
So yes. Like he's happy about it. So this is the thing that I am a psychic reader.
You're a psychic. I need some lassi, strong lassi. Open the big bottle, the one with the black liquid.
Take me to your friends and I will tell them from their eyes what their life is.
Luckily, I have no friends because this is very scary. But so Abbas says, yes, a true thing. It's very rare on our podcast to get this kind of moment. It's all rubbish normally. This is an actual honest moment.
Thank you.
P.O., back to your life. And we'll keep getting into the psychology of everything because that's also you. So you started becoming, and you've traveled the world. How did that happen? Because if you're not a trained painter, you have no contacts. There's no godfather to help you. How do you start becoming?
God is my father.
Right.
And I think
show me your Aadhaar card. Is it written there? Where's the proof?
So the thing about Cyrus about it, that it will not be written on the Aadhaar card.
Mm-hmm.
It is written on the stars. And the whole universe, you said the other day that you are a very interesting admirer of Carl Jung.
Carl Jung, yes.
First thing
I love
is
psychoanalysis, huh?
Yeah. First thing is when we speak about Carl Jung, we are deeper and richer than we know ourselves.
Meaning
is the whole universe already knows that you are here and I am there.
Okay.
And Carl Jung
says...
So
our meaning is apparent to the universe.
No. Meaning is that collective unconsciousness knows about my existence.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the journey or my interaction with other human beings what makes me who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how I became a painter. That is how I traveled the world. That is how I'm doing movies now. Because spirituality... And God is in me, and God is in the goodness of everyone around.
Everyone's not that good.
Everyone's not that good, but they will fall out then. They will fall out then.
In fact, we're living in times where there's so much bad, and so much negativity, and so much anger also.
No, most people have goodness in them.
You
God
mean
is
general,
in goodness.
General people like in this studio, but I'm talking about the whole
and
world.
And that journey is spiritual. That journey is spiritual in realizing who these human beings are. and what your relationship incompatibility to them. And I think that's art.
But then how do you know how someone and you will get along or not?
I am psychic. I just know.
So if somebody passes you, are you able to pick up a vibe or something?
Like I said, like he's happy because recently something very happy has happened in his life.
That's really scary. I'm really stunned. I don't know what it is.
Huh? I can speak to spirits actually.
Okay, stop there. All right? My listeners are children. They won't be able to sleep at night.
No, there are movies like Casper. There are movies. Casper the ghost. Huh. And my spirit friends, sometimes they are like Casper. So your children will, like children who are watching.
So they're happy ghosts also?
They're happy ghosts.
Oh, you must tell us then. Quickly, yes. Before we go to break. So what are the types of ghosts that are out there?
Oh, some of them are very comical.
Oh, excellent.
And I was writing in my spare time a book. Mm-hmm. It's called The Brownie Friends.
Is it about cookies?
It's about cookie friendship. You know, it's for children.
Cookie friendship.
Yes, okay. Cookie friendship.
Pio's amazing. Because under all this madness, there seems to be some sort of rationale which is scaring us. Yeah, go on.
So this cookie friendship is brownie friends. Brownie friends are friends.
Indian Pakistanis, that kind of type.
No, it's
they're
not.
Brownies.
No, brownie friends are friends
okay.
In a clique. And friends just like that.
Means like biscuits.
No, I will tell you the psychology of it. It's a metaphor,
what's
actually.
What's the commonality in the human being?
I am telling you, the brownie friends is a friends who will have brownies with you just like that. Just like that friendship.
Okay, get
it. Maybe it's not about business, but it might become business.
But
there's
no interest in it. The Christians say, break bread. They're happy to break bread with you,
exactly,
have a bite with you.
Exactly.
For me, that is anybody's willing to pay. So, you know, I mean,
so that's not brownie friends, but that's not. But
that's townie friends.
No, but the irony is when someone was playfully doing brownie friends,
right.
Then maybe McDonald's came up.
Right. So let me understand that concept as we go into break, Pio. So you're saying brownie friends are people who are, you don't have any lena dena with them.
But like-minded.
Oh, but there's a like-mindedness,
yes.
And you like to hang and eat.
Hang, yes. Easy and casual.
The metaphor being biscuit,
yeah.
But you can hang with each other
and
casual.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Like Abbas and I can't be brownie friends.
Yes.
But he doesn't like sports. Okay, we'll take a break, then we'll come back.
That's true. You have to have common love.
We're back. Pio is still going on and on. I'm telling her we're on a break, but she's not listening to me. But finally, Cyrus meets his match. He has to tell her to stop talking. Abbas is so happy. And secondly, she looked into your soul. So whatever you say, she appears to be quite whimsical and nuts. But you can see that she seems to know what she's saying. So that's double scary, actually. You know, honestly. Okay, Pio, no disrespect at all, please. Back to you. So you, but you went to all these famous, you went to Paris and Abu Dhabi and all these big cities and all that. So what happened there?
What happened there is I...
You went to do exhibitions.
Exhibitions, but the title, the pronunciation of my title changed as I started from before because mm-hmm. That's also psychology. Mm-hmm. When we stay in our small holes and we keep thinking, I am so-and-so. And I am so-and-so in a certain culture.
A big king in a small pond. Yeah,
big king in a small pond.
Right.
So then you become that person.
And nothing more.
It's like, for example, Salman Khan is thinking, I am Salman Khan, king of the world. I am even bigger than Trump. I am even bigger than Barack Obama. But you're not unless you are traveling there and realizing your journey with it.
It's a strange example because he's a huge star. So I'm very confused. Couldn't we think of an example like this? Let's say this young man, Kostov.
What I wanted to say is he could be star in this Bollywood.
But not beyond. Right.
So that is why you should travel with your profession.
Right.
Yeah.
So who is cosmic famous then?
I think
Mother Teresa or something. Who'd be like cosmic, like world famous and beyond.
Yes. I think Stephen Hawking.
Right.
And I think Tom Cruise.
But Tom Cruise is not, I can't go to a village in, say, East India with Tom Cruise. They won't know who the hell he is. They'll say, hey, Gora aa gaya. No disrespect, no racism here, huh?
Yeah, everybody knows.
No, they don't know him.
But everybody
he's
knows.
He's equal to Salman. So I think.
No, he's not.
He's in English-speaking countries or Western countries.
No,
he's famous,
not.
No
he's
doubt.
Not.
But there are parts of India,
everybody
parts of China.
Everybody knows Tom Cruise and Madonna. Everybody knows.
No, come on. I can't believe it. I'll take him to a small little town somewhere in the interiors of India. They won't know who he is.
Because abroad people really don't know. In Hollywood, people really don't know this Hindi film actress so much. They just know them by name.
Anyway, your chances of signing Salman Khan have gone. because he's going to hear this podcast.
No, he will sign more.
His chamchas will say, no, they'll be like, how dare you think he's less than Barack Obama and Donald Trump? In fact,
no, he is in his psyche, but he won't be. That is the reason I was saying about traveling. He won't be once he realizes.
So this
traveling.
Is why you're traveling. That's your point. You travel.
No, then he will sign my movie more.
Okay, coming back to why you travel. You travel also to find your cosmic self.
No, I travel with profession actually.
Mm-hmm.
So when you travel with profession, you find your psyche.
Right.
What I'm trying to say is that today the comprehension of Tom Cruise's script or the comprehension of Nicolas Cage, the way they choose script and the comprehension of how Salman Khan chooses script is different.
So you're saying that those who don't choose to do Dabang 4?
Yeah, they won't.
Okay.
They won't. Now I make sense, I guess.
And listen, we got to spell it out to the viewer or the listener or whoever the hell it is. Probably only Salman now and maybe Donald Trump. Yeah.
So that is what I'm trying to say. Mm. And now Steve Spielberg, the way he will look at movies, Salman Khan production won't, you see.
My God, you're quite critical for... At first I thought you were a leftist, but now I don't know what you are anymore. Huh?
No, I'm just trying to give an example. But it might change after he sits with me and chats like you.
Yeah, let's leave Salman and Barack Obama and Will Smith aside. We will have them on the podcast. Abbas has promised me that. But in the meantime, I don't understand your journey. So you went... You decided to paint. You felt this love and you felt this art sort of flourishing inside you, almost like organically. And you said, I have to do something. You did something.
Yeah.
So you're a naturalist. So the paintings were of, you know, nature, natural things, your eyes, body, faces. And then you went where? Because you've traveled the world. And I want to know from a finance point of view, how does one do that? How does one, until you have a big name, you know, and people are willing to spend a lot of money on you, how did you manage to go to all these expensive cities and have exhibitions or show your work? Tell us that.
Well, it does happen because I'm very inspired and passionate. And as Stephen Hawking said, that as long as you exist, question everything. And that is the style of a genius.
But just logistically, appeal for a second, how do you go there?
You go there, you take a passport and you go there.
Oh, you paid yourself and all that?
Oh, no. I had organizations. I had many organizations, you know, patronizing my art.
Okay, so you were invited.
I wish I could show you my art in your podcast.
You can, but no one can see it.
No one can see it,
which
exactly.
is a metaphor itself.
Yeah. So that way, you know, but yeah.
Okay, all right. So the cities you went to, tell us a little bit about your art career. You went to Abu Dhabi, you went to New York. You stayed there for some time?
I went to Abu Dhabi, I went to Manhattan, I was in Manhattan, I was in Abu Dhabi, I was in Singapore, in Abu Dhabi also, yes, of course.
And where do you think Burger King is best?
Burger King is America.
You think so? I think Singapore Burger King is second to none. All hail Singapore! That was just a side because we want Singapore tourism to sponsor the show. Right. So you're not going to tell me anything about this whole art journey of yours?
No, the whole thing about art, as I was saying, what I wanted to say is everything is psych, you see. Today I am a painter, I am a scriptwriter, I am acting because I'm exploring my psyche.
Right.
Otherwise, we constrain ourselves in a particular kind of image.
Right.
So breaking the image and finding the new human in you is genius. So the new human in you, if you don't find...
So you never die in a sense because you're reinventing and finding...
Yeah, it's like Phoenix.
Right.
Yeah, it's like
Rising,
Phoenix.
Like the Phoenix, but also like Da Vinci.
Yeah.
Who could do different things. You would never get bored. You didn't have
never
to just
get bored. And there are different ways of doing it.
I didn't know Da Vinci was gay, by the way. Which is a good thing.
But he was a genius. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Your sexuality doesn't come in the way of your genius. I've been told this many times. Especially because I'm a virgin. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So, and for me in history, if I look back, the people who have really, really inspired me is Salvador Dali.
Yeah.
He was a...
Well, what was wrong with his hair?
Hair was a part of his style. He has an old style way of it. And the way he went about his art is really inspiring.
That's one thing. But he himself was a little creepy. I got scared looking at
him. No, he had a perspective on sex, which is different from other artists.
Do tell us. Do go ahead and tell us because I don't remember this.
Oh. Because that is the reason he was very, very much Freudian. And he wanted his meetings with Freud... Like a kid wants to go to a school. So...
I don't know a single kid who wants to go to a school, but I get your point.
No, you're getting my point. But Freud was a genius.
He believed in what? Free sex?
Barriers? No barriers, free thinkers, free thinking. And if you see his painting, Salvador Dali is all about Freud. Because Freud is about dream and sex is beyond sex, which is in psychology.
Right.
And that is the reason Freud was a great psychologist. But somewhere beyond Freud, we see Carl Jung. Like a horizon.
Just a quick word on Freud. Apparently he was very bad at sex.
Sorry?
Just an aside.
No, he was a great psychologist.
Well, let's go to Carl Jung.
Yeah, Carl Jung. Now, Carl Jung, when we speak about it, it's more spiritual. This is where what I was saying, you know, like when I said...
So how do you get into psychology and understanding the greats and studying them and all that? Because that's not a formal training.
I think I am a very aggressive intellect and I like delving in different subjects.
Okay.
Yeah, so that is the reason I'm searching the meaning of truth. And then the movie happened, Eat, Pray, Love,
right.
Julia Roberts.
Right.
And if you connect the dots, what Julia Roberts was doing is searching the laws of physics.
Yeah. For me, the big problem is how did she manage the toilets on a train in India, which I thought was not really looked into
exactly.
from the filmmaker's point of view.
Exactly.
See, these are the criticisms that only I can give you after watching a film.
No, let me tell you one thing. We were speaking about Carl Jung, mm-hmm. with the theory.
Mm-hmm.
And laws of physics and Carl Jung's theory has something in similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is...
Which
is that, once again, the universe is spiritual.
So the universe is spiritual. Don't look at it from a mathematical point of view.
No, it will happen to you. Like, everyone around you in this time and space knows that a human being is here in time and space. And they will act and react as accordingly.
Mm-hmm. So why do we have the CAA then?
Sorry?
If everybody knows that a human being is here in time and space, there's no need to have lists.
No, not need to have.
Don't answer that. Because on your answer depends the entire government of India.
Yeah.
So do not answer that question. No.
So it's like a dream walk. Mm. So once again, Freud and Carl Jung, they were both about dreams.
Right.
And sometimes dreams are real.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I dream a lot myself, but I can't discuss it here because of the level of the show that we're trying to not go below. But Pew, before we wind up out here now, then you moved into, so you did your painting, you did your art expression, if you like, and then you go into films.
Then I go into...
How do you decide to become a filmmaker?
Filmmaking is absolute passion. It's a contentment. My cognitive contentment is filmmaking.
Right.
Now, I am thinking right now a script which for Shah Rukh Khan and another for Salman Khan.
Right.
Now, Salman Khan and Shah Rukh Khan both are individual human beings. And the way you have seen them on the screen, that is not exactly how I want them to project in my script, because that is the reason I'm a script writer. Because acting is about psyche. Once again, we are...
So give us an idea. For example, what would you want Salman to do?
Well, the thing is this, that I will meet him and discover his psyche. That
maybe
in
he'll
which
play a maths professor or something. What would be something you don't expect?
No, I think that he is looking for a more profound role,
mm-hmm.
which he tried in Tube Light, but it failed.
Right.
So something more profound which will suit his character.
No more Dabang.
See, if Dabang would have been profound, then audience would have reacted.
Was not profound, but audience reacted really well.
Yeah, but that's a different kind of branding than my kind of branding is. My kind of branding is commercial and profound.
Right.
For Shah Rukh Khan, I have a great script.
Right.
It's Stephen Hawking's Life.
Right.
Yeah.
And you want him to play Stephen Hawking?
Stephen Hawking.
Okay.
I think that will suit his psyche very much because he is a very quick brain and he has this nervous, you know,
energy,
mannerisms.
He's very intelligent.
Very intelligent.
Asked him to solve an algebra equation for me. He did it in 15 seconds. He asked his assistant to Google the answer. But the point is he did it quick.
Yeah.
He's a very quick thinking guy.
Quick thinking guy. And he has this nervous mannerisms, which I was noticing.
Like digging the nose?
No, nervous mannerisms like with
I think
hands.
Digging the nose is a very nervous mannerism.
That Stephen Hawking...
You're ignoring me. What's happened to our psyche? What happened to our vibe? Sorry, go on.
So Stephen Hawking's, this thing will be very good with him because he was, he can relate to his psyche, yeah.
Okay, so where are you now? Are you a writer? Are you a filmmaker?
I am a writer and an actress. My first movie will be Vegetable Seller. The second movie we are discussing now with the actresses is called Two Sisters.
Right.
So I'm playing in my own movies and I write my own movies because I think character is...
There's a Chekhov play called Three Sisters, so be careful. Very famous, huh?
Yeah. So yeah, Two Sisters.
And you act in the movie as well?
Yes, I'm acting in the movie as well because I know the characters. Nobody knows the character as much as I do.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, when I do these characters, I get very attached to them.
Mm.
So on a lazy day, I could pick any character and I can be close to my brainchild.
Okay, let's get back to psychoanalysis for a second. As a country, can you analyze India?
As a country, I think India is not a very evolved country.
Ooh, play relevant music, please, Abbas.
I think as a country, India is not very free-thinking and evolved country.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not very spiritual.
Not very spiritual.
No, not very spiritual.
We consider ourselves the most spiritual people. You might,
a
bit of a holy cow. Be careful. Huh.
No, you might be thinking you are, but they are more ritualistic than spiritual.
Very good. I like your thinking. I think you're spot on. So we think we're spiritual, but all we do is rituals. In a sort of organized way.
Rituals,
there's no spiritual connect. I get what you're saying.
Spiritualism is everyday karma and how we treat even a small cat or a small dog.
I treat a cat and dog much better than I treat humans. I'm on your side.
And how we treat a human being and if we are hurting someone or not. Hmm. Because if you hurt me, I will hurt you back. Hmm. Action and reaction.
Oh, so that's Einstein, right?
Or that's Newton.
Newton.
That's
Newton. Einstein. Who can remember, yaar? Jung, Freud. Oh, sorry.
So that's action and reaction. So that is spirituality.
Right.
Because if your action is hurtful, my reaction will also be hurtful.
So which is the actual spiritual country? Do you have an idea? If you say India with all our culture and history,
I think the new America.
The new America.
Which is forming now, and it could be anywhere actually, because the world is freeing out. Our psychology.
So you're saying it's not boundary wise. It's more that people are.
It's more of ideology.
A certain ideology is coming to the top slowly across the world.
Where people will be.
You sound like a world leader. I'm getting scared. It's almost like you're going to start World War IV. We are the liberals. We will kill all the right wingers and left wingers.
Our concept is not to kill anyone.
Occasional killing. No.
No. Slightly. Just avoid.
Reversing the car into an animal hitter or something.
No.
Like that.
Just avoid and be more successful. Avoid and be more successful.
You should
be
the batting coach for Mumbai. Because they chased the ball and lost 5 wickets.
No, this is what Barack Obama thinks, that if you are having problem with someone,
right,
don't get into a fight with
them. But he had more soldiers on ground than any. People don't know this. He had more soldiers on ground than any American leader.
That's because he's an excellent strategist.
No, but there's still blood on the hands.
Yeah. But that's his strategy.
All right, this is getting too heavy for both of us. Let's stop here. Pew, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks.
You've explained nothing to me, but what we do know is you're a fabulous painter, you're an artist, and you believe in expressing yourself, and that Jung and Freud have played far too big a role in your life.
Yes.
And that India is not so spiritual a country as you think. Come on, India, wake up! Wake up, India, I say.
Wake up, wake up.
AMAs are next. What?
AMA. Exactly.
Follow me at Instagram and Twitter on Bored Brocha. I'm so bored, I need your help. I need your love. I need your touch. Okay, just follow me. Podcast with AMAs. Who thought of this idea?
You started with podcast, Cyrus. Half of your sentence got cut off.
That's fine. There are no laws in podcasts. Abbas, we make our own laws. So now it's podcast with AMAs. I was just trying to say that this original idea of ours, no one's ever thought of that before. Mm. And I'd like to patent it. So as a psychiatrist and a psychologist, and of course there's a difference, do you do this all the time? Look at people and get a sort of vibe?
Yes.
You can see their life flashing.
I love it. I love it. Because I'm a psychic and a psychologist, I love it when I look at people. Eyes, their entire story is sometimes in their eyes.
But if I look at somebody's eyes, especially women, they call police and all that. So I just want to know.
No, it's not obvious. It's not an obvious thing, actually. It's something like...
You're in the background and you sort of observe them.
Yeah.
What about body language? Can you make out from body language?
Yes, mannerism. That's how I said about Shahrukh's body language.
That's obviously nervous energy. But I'm saying something more subtle that you can pick up from someone's walk and all that. Can you pick up that the person's health is really bad just by a walk, which is not obviously bad?
I can definitely make out their psyche, their sadness, their happiness, everything.
Like my friend Kunal, remember you met him?
Yeah,
friend
and
Kunal,
I told him.
And you said that he had a great deep sadness. And then he got very upset and touchy.
And he started
making faces to me above her head like, stop it, stop it.
Yeah, and he didn't tell you also.
He didn't tell me.
And he doesn't want to because it's very... personal for him.
Yeah. So what is it?
Oh.
There's only one thing I can think of. Is his thighs have become so fat they don't go through his underwear. And that.
No, it is about his relationship. Now don't tell Kunal that I've told you this.
His relationship.
It's out. He's listening to this probably.
His relationship is with his hands.
No, I'm not saying that. About the psychology you asked. Yeah.
No, so what are you saying? The girl? With the girl?
I don't know. Don't tell Kunal must be listening. Let's not talk about it.
The last girl was in the Chandragupta, the Magad Empire, the Guptas of that time. I mean, there's no girl after that.
Okay.
That's very mean,
think?
Cyrus. Why
no, listen.
That?
Because there's something. Like how she caught something in you. She caught something.
Okay, she's saying that Kunal doesn't want to expose it.
People are listening. It's slightly personal. But the point is she caught him off guard when she said whatever she said. Like with Deep, he didn't seem to react too much. So I'm not sure. With Kostov, it was like a generalization. So I'm not sure. But with you, she caught you and it seemed correct and was specific. With him also, she specifically said he's got a deep sadness, which immediately triggered something. Otherwise, why would you react?
Right. True.
So he reacted quite oddly. So I'm a little worried.
No, because I have a sense of the psych, because the sense of our psych is usually on our our face and in our eyes.
And you also said, I'm a happier person than him. Which made me even happier. So even if I wasn't happy, now I'm happy, you know, after hearing that.
Wow. Yes.
But he was a little upset.
But you also have a sinking side inside you.
I sink all the time. Yes. I don't know where you found the happiness.
Yes. I'm a happy side, but you...
My friends call me Titanic.
Oh, I'm like, my God.
Sink, all the time.
Yes. Yeah. You do, right? So now we have another...
I don't think so, but maybe. But it doesn't upset me like how he got upset. So
Not that deep.
Yeah.
No, that is the thing about sadness. You know, not everyone feels it equally, you see. Like, suppose I had a loss today. I left my boyfriend. I'm the one who always leaves.
Really?
By the way.
Wow,
yes.
That's arrogant. That's really arrogant.
I
just get bored Thursday.
It's not because I'm getting bored, because I'm more intelligent.
Yeah.
When I understand the relationship is not working out, then I am the first one to leave because before he does.
Right.
Because I'm already seeing that it's not working out, so either he changes or I leave.
Yeah, but you can't force a person to change. That's terrible.
No, the change comes when you love someone.
Oh.
If you don't, the love is not there.
But after 20 years, can you still love someone?
Yes, you can. Here the question of integrity comes in play. Integrity.
Right.
Now I'm a love guru.
You are a love guru. You're very interesting. We'll have you back only for that, I think. Can take your questions.
Yes.
But in the meantime, speaking of questions, that was the idea of this part of the show. But 10 minutes we've been going on. Yes, Mr. Abbas. Bolo.
First one comes from Charul Saini. Charul asks, Cyrus, the decade just came to an end.
Unbelievable.
On a scale of 1 to 10... How would you rate the decade from 2010 to 2019?
I can't remember everything. 10 I remember because I did these two shows. World Cup, T20, World Cup with ESPN, and then in Delhi for 3 weeks with Wasim Akram and Jason Gillespie and Danny Morrison. So for me, that was a dream come true, being with great cricketers. And then I did the most disgusting thing in my life. I danced in Jalak Di Club.
That was in 2011.
2010. So that I remember. 11, okay. 12, I can't remember. You know, you'll have to remind me. I know I had piles in 12. That was like for 2 months because then I had to carry my creams everywhere. So that was huge.
Yeah.
So speaking of sinking. Then
2016, you started this podcast. So.
16 we started. Yeah. Still to get paid. So that's worse than piles in terms of pain. Yes. No, but difficult to put it in 10 years. Can you put it in 10 years? A decade? Can you remember everything that happened for you?
Oh, well, I can. Wow. But talking about podcasts, do you really love it from your heart? You do.
I do love it. I don't love anything, but I like it.
You
love
like
is too strong a word.
What
I do love, I love a really good cover drive to watch that.
Okay.
What I do love is, I can't talk about it, but naked people from one gender. I won't say which one. What I do love, I love puppies, I love dogs. I sound like a creepy uncle. I love your puppy. Banti beta, give me the puppy.
No. Those are very high standards for a podcast.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Why am I talking about what I love? What about what you love?
No, because I was trying to find out whether podcasts are your calling or not. Because usually our love and passion has a sense with the calling, you see.
Huh.
So, but it's interesting. Maybe you will have an interesting take on podcast and then you will play with dogs. Maybe dogs are your calling.
Well, if I could make money out of just, you know, hanging around doing nothing, maybe scratching in public, and that would be like a sport.
Yeah.
I could be a world champion.
Absolutely.
And the finals, Abbas versus Brocha. After 132 contestants, we're down to the top two scratchers. And they toss, Abbas is going to scratch first. Abbas, what do you think?
Yeah.
What a life that would be. Oh, we'd be like John and Yoko. We'd be in a window. People would be passing and watching us scratch.
Yeah. Next one is from Ameya Karnad. Slightly long email, I'll try and read it first.
You wake me up when it's done.
Hi, Cyrus, Amit, Abbas and guest. Amit is not here, unfortunately. My name is Ameya and I'm from New York. I've been listening to Cyrus Says from the last year. Cock and Bull episode 474 was probably the most hilarious one, which is the last
474?
One. 474? This episode is probably in the 480s.
480s?
As soon as...
has to be my calling. 480s, who does 480 anything?
Really liked the part where you said that Mount Titlis has a sign that says Yahan Pishab Karna Mana
Hai. It is true. I wish... did we take a picture? I think Kunal took a picture. It's true.
If you haven't, just send it to me. I'll put it on the description of this.
I mean, you know how much we laughed, Rabas? This is one of those moments when you laugh for... Because it's beyond satire. I mean, it's beyond social satire. It's this whole nation and beyond. You know, I mean, it's like only we could leave a lasting legacy in a European country with our urine. Only we could do that. At a point where our money is important to the economy, because we and maybe Chinese and Japanese, the three nations who are the most prevalent in holidays in these areas. Why am I giving
you lecture? He's from New York. His question is actually media related. He said recently CNN settled for an undisclosed amount of defamation lawsuit of $275 million filed by a high school student, Nick Sandman. CNN, NBC and other media houses have presented an incomplete story around an incident that occurred near the Lincoln Memorial.
Right.
So his question is, in an age of 24/7 news, Indian media houses always want to be the first to break the news. We have seen many news channels do similar things and get away with it. So one, what do you think should be the ideal punishment for this? And two, do you have suggestions to avoid this?
I don't know, but I'm just thinking of the list of usual suspects. There'll be that one gentleman who shouts a lot. I mean, because he gives the verdict before he tells you what it's about.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So yeah, I think we're getting
away. His question is, I think a lot of our news channels give a lot of misinformation and they don't even retract it. They just
You see, the way you do it in the news is you set it up in such a way that you're not exactly playing the judge. Mm-hmm. What you're saying is, and these reports just in, this is what people are saying, alleged reports just in. Mm-hmm. So you're using words like that. So they're always sort of covering. They're smart enough to do that. Mm-hmm. Even Hindi news, which is actually the worst now, because they talk about absolutely anything. It's inane. If you ever watch Hindi news for a length of time, it's possible that the medication that you're on is not good enough because it's just unbelievable. But even they cover themselves. What I would say in cricketing terms, keep your back foot in the crease and play forward all the time so you can't get stumped. So they have a way of doing that. This case that you're talking about, rather that he's talking about, is a little more complex. And where they've gone and given facts and figures, etc. So you egg on the face happened and it can happen. PU, defamation, we have to be always worried about that. I always say, my show's called Cyrus Says, and the full title Cyrus Says, it's all bullshit. But our sponsor said they don't want the word either Cyrus or bullshit, which is the same thing, on the show. So we
Cyrus, you see, sometimes the best genius is picked from the nonsense.
Are you saying? Name one. Donald Trump.
Not a bad one. But then, if you see the movie Alice in Wonderland, if you've read the
Lewis Carroll,
Lewis Carroll is sometimes the nonsense that makes sense.
So
the world are upside down.
I've gone into the rabbit hole, is what you're saying.
How can you not when you are with Alice?
Alice! Who the fuck is Alice?
Who the fuck is Alice? That's true.
Hey, Pio, quickly, as we end, look at Abbas again and tell me.
Oh, my God.
Tell me something else. So you're saying he's happy, he's found some happiness. Will there be any changes in his life?
Do I have to take my glasses off again?
Yeah, take your glasses off. And your pants. And your shirt. It's a security check. Just a briefing here.
Put the microphone away from me.
No, but I want her to talk.
He has something interesting coming up.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Will there be any big changes?
It's regarding the career. He's very excited. He's excited about this career and about this talk.
Okay, now I'm damn scared.
He's excited about podcasts.
There's something about you. You've got some power. Under all this laughing and this fun and all that, there's some power. We'll see you soon. I'm hiding in my cave. I'm going down the rabbit hole and never coming back.
Rabbit hole and never come back.
Boom.
It's almost Alice.
Can you hear it? Okay, catch us on any of the podcasting apps, please. We beg you, we need you. Send us your questions on Twitter, on Cyrus Says In. Or you can email us, even if you're not female, on whatcyrussays@gmail.com.